The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into the second episode of the Bills Mafia Time to Shine. It's so good to have all of you joining me. This is what's going on. So this is your opportunity. This is the time for you, Bills Mafia, to do just that, to shine. If you've got a take, if you've got a prediction, if you want to be a part of this show, if you want to come on live with me and chat it up, chop it up just a little bit, this is your opportunity. I have posted and will post across all the platforms and all the networks the link to jump in backstage. And as people come in, I'll get you on as soon as I can. And at this point, I would tell you this is when you want to jump in, because right now the show has just started. Like I said, this is episode number two. It has not really gained a lot of traction yet. My guess is by the end of the season, I'll have a huge backlog of people in what we call the green room. What's up, Bill Took? In the green room. And when that happens, it'll be a situation where I won't be able to get everybody on. So if you want to come on, if you are a person who feels like, you know what, I could be on the radio, I could do this podcast thing, like I could be on YouTube, well, jump in here and tell me what's up and show me what's up. But it's good to have all of you jumping in right now into the different queues and the different platforms. Big game. Super, super big game. Brian Van Slyke, oh, I'm super drunk. Jump in for 2.5 minutes. Brian, I want you in, dude. This could be fun. So click that link and jump on in here. But this game is going to be interesting. This is going to be, we are going to be talking about and previewing the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins football game tomorrow in Miami, which will have more than likely more Buffalo Bills fans than Miami Dolphins fans in it. Because let's just be honest for a second, Miami Dolphins fans don't go to their football games. Don't ask me why. They just do not do that. But I'm interested in knowing what you guys are expecting to see from the Buffalo Bills in this football game tomorrow. I'm interested in knowing what you feel like you're going to see that could potentially be different from what we saw last weekend. I know last weekend we went into that football game very much excited, judging just by the score predictions that we had from everybody that came on live. And again, thank you to everybody that came on live last week. I hope to see you again live this week, which right now you should be clicking that link. If you click the link, you still can hear me. You can still be a part of the show and you can still participate. You'll just be backstage until I bring you on. But judging by the game predictions that we had last week, I know that a lot of us felt the Buffalo Bills offense was going to pick up right where it left off, and to our surprise, it didn't. I'm interested in knowing where that may have left you and where that kind of leads you or makes you feel about this week. I am hugely, if hugely is a word, bigly, to use a Trump word, I'm bigly excited to find out what this defense is going to do tomorrow in this football game. I'm excited to see more. Jay Spence just jumping in. He's just inviting himself into the show. What's up, bro?
I didn't mean to. I was in the back room when I just popped in. My bad, man.
That's called admin rights right there. I got admin rights.
I didn't mean to. I really was in the back, and I was. I thought I was in the back, but apparently I'm not. I'm sorry.
You gonna stick around? Or am I gonna see? Or should I bring you on in a minute?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna stick around for a bit.
All right, gotcha. No, I mean, should I drop you out and then bring you back, or do you want to just stick around for a minute?
No, we can stick around now. I'm watching, but I'm also preparing for the chop up. So
yes, you have a show coming up right after this, which is actually in my notes to prep everybody for, which is cool. But Earth Rocker just jumped in and then jumped back out again. So I don't know if he's having technical difficulties or what, but I'm interested in knowing just kind of what's going to happen for, or how Bills Mafia is going to feel coming into this next football game. The defense is where I kind of left off. I was super excited, as was Jay Spence, my co-host for the Hump Day Hotline, just to see what Tremaine Edmonds did and how he played, and you know, see something, say something is becoming a fun hashtag on Twitter. As Tremaine Edmonds was attacking the offensive line and attacking the plays, and it was really fantastic to just kind of see that. So I'm very much interested in seeing that. I'm interested to see the battle between the Bills wide receivers and the Dolphins cornerbacks, as well as conversely, the Dolphins wide receivers and the Bills cornerbacks, knowing that Will Fuller V is also out for this game. Yes, I know he's the fifth, but it's just funny to see Will Fuller V on the back of his jersey. But now that I've got you here and you're in here early and you're looking so fly, you look good.
Thanks, man. I got my Phoenix, you know, my little custom Phoenix jersey on. I didn't get to have it for the NBA Finals, but at least I got it now.
So let me know. So you get to be the first one to lead off. What is hot take? You got a hot take for this football game?
No, actually, I don't have a hot take, but it's more of an expectation. Like, so what we saw in the fourth quarter from Devin Singletary, I'm expecting to see the Bills try to utilize him throughout the full game, as opposed to just waiting until the end of the game where we have a little bit of momentum. You know, I really think that, you know, we have to. I said this all last season, though. You know, if you remember, as great as Josh Allen looked and as good as the offense just kind of rolled on people, I think that it's important to have some type of balance. I don't think that we have to run more. I just think that we have to run better. And in the fourth quarter, Devin looked great. He looked great in the fourth quarter. I need to see that coming out the gate. And I really need to see Zach Moss be active as well.
I'm interested in seeing what they do, because there's a great deal of trying to figure out what the heck they're doing, in a sense of, like, you know, pin and pull versus wide zone. You know, we know they ran the zone last year. We know they ran the pin and pull in 19, and Singletary had a lot of success in the zone, or I'm sorry, in the pin and pull, and then didn't find a lot of success in the zone last year. Moss is more of a zone runner. Breed is more of a zone runner. However, those three runs you're talking about were pin and pull runs. Yep. And that was where they found them. I mean, Singletary played okay. He didn't play bad up until that point, but when they did that, like, all of a sudden he was ripping off huge runs. He had some huge gains. I'm interested in seeing what is going to develop with this offensive line tomorrow, to your point, from the run. Because, again, I don't think any of us want to see them run it more. We just want to see them run it more efficiently, right?
Right. Which is what Absolutely. Promise.
What you got for a game prediction? I think we talked about it on Wednesday. You sticking to it?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it. I still think it's I don't remember the exact score that I had, but I know it's not going to be one of those, you know, 45 to 20. It's not going to be anything like that. I think it's going to be, I think I said 28 to 17.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to stick with.
Gotcha. And what do you got for Josh Allen stat line?
Josh Allen, I'm going to go 310 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception.
I'm actually very close to that. Like, that's almost great minds. It's like you and I hang out all the time.
It's like we talk all the time. Who knows, man?
We are becoming one mind, the two of us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jay Spence the King. You can find him on Twitter at Jay Spence the King. You can also find him on his show on Tuesday nights, Code of Conduct. He is going to be on a show immediately following this one at 9 o'clock, The Chop Up Live. While you're here, promo that show real quick.
Yeah, make sure you kick it with us at 9 o'clock. It's going to be me, Sterling Furrow from Cover One, Kristen Kimmick of Bills Mafia Babes, and Angelina. She's actually going to be on site. She's in Miami reporting live. So it's going to be a fun time. Make sure you join us. We got some fun stuff coming up this week, or this season, I should say. But tonight, we're definitely looking forward to we're gonna promote Josh being the daddy. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna make it real fun. And, you know, Father's Day isn't for a few more months again. You know, the year has to come around, but we're gonna celebrate Father's Day tonight.
That's right. Buffalo Rumblings stacking shows on Saturdays for the game predictions. So it's awesome. Brother, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate you. And I'm guessing you're going to hang around the chat for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll catch you on the flip side. So, yeah. So I love what Jay Spence. I'm going to get to my game prediction in a minute. And I've got people lining up in the green room. So if you're in the green room and you can hear me, just know that I'm going to get to you here in a moment. And again, for everybody that's just now tuning in, if you follow that link that I have been posting in across every single platform and you jump in, you're going to get to be on with me live and give me a hot take, a game prediction. If you just want to chop it up for a second with me, we're going to do that. What's up, Travis? Good to see you. I'm looking for you to be a part of this show. So this is very much a fan interaction show. So the first, second, I was going to say first guest, the second, because Jay Spence is clearly the first guest. Second guest I got all the way from the United Kingdom in his bathrobe because it's really late there. He told me he was going to take a power nap, and he did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Saxon Dave. Brother, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. In Liverpool, we call this a house coat, not a bathrobe.
So you're rolling around the house in the house coat.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Saxon Dave, brother, what do you got for me tonight?
Good evening. As in, like, predictions for the game or just anything in general?
Anything in general, brother. I'm always up to talk to you. I mean, it's technology has come a long way. And I saw a meme today, and this is sidebar, where it said, we used to go to the internet. My wife posted it. We used to go to the internet to get away from real life. Now we go to real life to get away from the internet. The internet has consumed our lives, and it's an incredible thing. But anytime, like, I can use technology to talk to a member of Bill's Mafia and a brother across the pond, it's a good thing. So I'm not opposed to wrapping it up with you a little bit. But yeah, how are things going? But if you've got a prediction, if you've got a hot take for tomorrow, just lay it on me, brother. It's time to shine. It's time to shine, dude.
Okay. Well, no, but going back to what you said there about your wife and the technology, it's like 3 years ago, I had Twitter, but I didn't use it. I just, any experience I had was so toxic and that, and then fell across this whole Bill's Mafia on Twitter thing. And then, because until that, like, I didn't know, we don't have much over here in the UK. Too cheap to pay for Sky, which is like our main serve. Then saying that, I pay for NFL Game Pass, which is extortionate. I came across you and then all the other content creators. And so, yeah, as much as the internet's a pain in the ass, but it's done me proud for the Bills. So go Bills. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you. Go Bills is right. So what do you got for hot take tomorrow?
A hot take. I don't know if it's tomorrow, but it's the hottest take I've got is at some point, I think Tyler Bass is going to kick an NFL record field goal.
So not necessarily tomorrow, some point this season, you're saying?
Not necessarily tomorrow, but at some point, he's been booming the kicks in practice. At some point, they've got to give him a chance. I think they probably would have done last week, but I think they thought the wind was a bit too strong. I mean, you were at the game, so I'm not sure.
It's funny because we had two different takes. Spence was on the other side of the stadium, and he was in the lower bowl. I was in the first row of the upper deck on the visitor's side. Where I was, yes, the flags at the top of the stadium were whipping. But the stadium, and I know, I don't think you haven't been to Highmark yet, correct?
No, sadly.
The stadium is 50 feet, 50, 60 feet in the ground. So the lower bowl and the field is like way in the ground. And then the upper decks are above ground. So whatever's going on at the top of the flags isn't necessarily indicative of what's going on in the field. So a lot of times you get those, they talk about the swirling winds in Buffalo and the cross breezes. So the flags at the top of the stadium were blowing like crazy. The flags on the top of the goalposts weren't moving. And I didn't really have any wind in my face. However, there was obviously on that first 4th and 1, the Bills coaching staff, McDermott, whoever, felt that it was not a great opportunity at that time to try to kick a field goal, and they didn't. But I like that take. Do you know what the NFL record currently is?
64 yards?
64 yards, that's right. So he'd have to be lining up for 65-yarder. It would have to be in a game against the Chiefs or something like that, right? A game that where it's like, they're really struggling and really kind of tussling, would you think?
Maybe the right conditions. So maybe Thanksgiving, New Orleans.
That's not a bad, I like that call. So what do you got going on for this game?
So for this game, obviously, forget about week one. Week one never happened. We're still on a 16-week season. So
16-week season.
16-0, here we go. But yeah, I think last week, I think, was a shock to the system for everybody.
Yes.
I just think that's just one of those one-off things, fluke, put it past us, and let's move on. This is going to be the start of our season this week. I would go for a crazy prediction because I think we could blow them out, but then they're not a bad team. I know everybody likes to mock Miami, but they're not a bad team.
They're not a bad football team, yeah.
I am slightly concerned over some of the injury reports we've got listed at the minute. I don't know if I haven't seen much updates because I haven't had a chance with work today, but I don't know whether that's got worse or who's confirmed or who's not, but we should still blow these out. I'd not blow them out. We should still beat them 30 to 20.
30 to 20. Nice. I like it.
Yeah. I think I'll go for that. I want to go like 45. 17, but I think after last week, I'm like, no, let's be calm.
Well, I think the rope-a-dope is the whole week 17 last year when they needed to win that football game to get in the playoffs. And as much as they only got the Bills' second stringers for the second half, I mean, they put 56 on them. The Bills put 56 on them. And a lot of those points were from the backups. I mean, so to your point, I don't know what we're going to get either. And I've got it in my notes. I haven't gotten there yet. So for prepping for this show, I have a ton of notes just in case nobody shows up, right? So I have to be ready to fill an hour in case. And the good news is I've got people in the green room, so I'm going to be getting to all these guys that are in the green room in a second. But if like nobody comes in, then I have to have content. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here and pick my nose. In my notes, I talk about the Dolphins and what they're going to do in this football game. Are they going to be who we've seen in the past? And the Brian Flores is 0-4 against Josh Allen, or are they going to finally change and try to be something different than who they've always been? Because Josh Allen basically eats their lunch every single time he plays them.
Yeah, we all know Josh is their daddy. So you've got to hope that this is where we start the season. But
yeah,
like I say, last week was such a whoa. It's like, what's going on? Yeah. So I think most, from what I've seen on Twitter this week, most people are the same. As much as everybody's like, yeah, we're going to destroy these, everybody's a bit like, let's just hang fire a minute.
People are asking for your Twitter handle, so I'm putting in here, it's at Saxa Dave. So yeah, if you get a chance, follow Saxa Dave. He's the man. Brother, I hope you enjoy this football game for you today, for us tomorrow. And here's to the Buffalo Bills squishing the fish. But with that, brother, thank you so much for staying up late with us and being a part of the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me. And for anybody's interested, I'm still looking for my receipt for my hat from last week. And if I find it, I'll let you know where I got it from.
Sounds good, dude. And that was the Siberian hat that you had with the earbuds on it. Brother, you have a great night, and we'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Take it easy. Thanks.
Later, bro.
Yep. Go Bills.
Go Bills. I love me some Saxa Dave. He is, I think I told you guys last week, he is was an early adopter to my show. So he's been a part of what I've been doing for a very, very long time. But it's going to be interesting to see what the Buffalo Bills do in this football game. I expect to see, in my opinion, a different composure out of Josh Allen. I'm expecting to see a different composure out of that offensive line. I'm expecting to see that defense continue. But those are just my expectations. The next person I'm going to bring to the show is Earth Rocker. And I got a little bit of an echo from you. I think I had that from you last week, too.
I'm sorry. I can't get my earbuds or headphones to work.
Yeah, no worries. We'll deal with it, brother. I'm just glad you're part of the show.
I'm glad that you do a show like this. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, dude. Well, we just want to let everybody be a part.
What do you got, Earth Rocker?
Well, I know I made my bold prediction last week, and I feel no regret in saying what I said last week. This week, I think you're going to see one of two things. You're either going to see semi-conservative or a blowout. It's hard to know what we're going to see. I think we'll easily score. My prediction is 31-17. And my hot take is I think Dawson Knox is going to get two touchdowns.
I like that. So Dawson Knox has traditionally played pretty well against the Dolphins. So I like that stat line. He played good last weekend.
And I feel good because the only Bills game I ever got a chance to go to was in 2004. We started 0-3 that season. Ooh. And we played Miami at home in Buffalo, and I had a Takeo Spikes jersey.
Me too.
And I remember that game, and I remember when he caught that. I think it was like a tip pass or something, but he got the interception, and the place was so awesome. And
yeah.
I'm hoping next year I get to come up for a game.
Yeah, you got to make it happen.
Earth
Rocker, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Enjoy this game tomorrow.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. I love Earth Rocker. We gotta get some of his audio fixed though, because if we can get his audio fixed, then I can have a conversation with him. But that echo is a little bit. It's probably not distracting for him at all, but it's a little distracting for me just because of the echo. But whether it's earbuds or Earth Rocker, whatever you do, however you need to figure it out, do me a favor. Try to find some way to get yourself some headphones so that we can have a longer conversation. That would be a blast. Brandon Stevens is next up in my queue. Brandon, where are you coming in from tonight? Where are you at?
I'm in Rawls, Texas, my friend.
Rawls, Texas. Well, yeah. Welcome into the Bills Mafia Time to Shine. It's good to have you. How you feeling about this football game tomorrow?
It's Miami. You know, take a look at the last couple of years. We get excited for Miami for certain reasons. So I think I feel good considering last week I was real hyped up.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. The play calling was a little tricky, but hey, love them no matter what, right?
That's right. That's right. Do you see a situation where this offensive line finds its groove, or do you think that they're going to struggle a little bit tomorrow?
Personally, I think now that they got that out of their way, I think they're going to come together. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty much the same group of guys from last year, right?
Well, that's the funny part about this conversation is the fact that all of these guys are the best guys we have. They were all on the team last year. However, none of them until last week had played a single football game, real football game together. They played the preseason, obviously, but they'd never played in a actual game that counted until last week. And of course, they face probably the best defensive line in football now that Melvin Ingram has been added to that Steelers defense.
Yes, yes. Well, I think they find their gel. They take last week as a lesson and learn from it, right?
Right.
That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do, right?
Yeah, you got. I see a world, and it's in my notes, where those guys come out with a little bit of an attitude and want to
be.
Yes. Like they want to show like that we're not who we were last week, right?
Yes, and you know the fact that everybody's saying now it's a super, you know, everybody picked us for the Super Bowl, and now they're saying it's a bust. Well, maybe now with that loss, they try to regain some of that exposure as well, you know.
Right.
Because we're being said we're an elite, so let's show that we're an elite. We're supposed to win games like that, like tomorrow. We're supposed to win this game, so let's do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Are you a little discouraged at all about how many people have kind of jumped off the Bills bandwagon when we're talking about the national media?
Yes, and how quickly they jumped off. You see, that's the problem with, you know, us being how we were, say, 5-6 years ago. They don't trust us like we trust us.
Right.
You know,
right.
So the second we flop, I don't even want to say flop. The second we falter a little bit, they're done. Nope. Sorry, I said what I said 2 weeks ago, and it was a horrible take. But I think that's what we seem to be a better team when we seem like we have something to prove, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I, no matter what, I've never really listened to the national media because, I mean, heck, if you try to listen to him for fantasy advice, you're going to lose every week, right?
Yeah.
So I know what I love. We're good to go. We're going to take it tomorrow easy, in my opinion. I say I'm looking at at least a 42. And our defense, I love it. I love the defense. They carried us for three quarters last week, and I think they keep that rolling. Miami's lucky to get 17 tomorrow.
Lucky to get 17. That's a hot take. That's smoking. I was literally just going to say, what do you got for a hot take? This is your moment. This is your time to shine, Brandon. So we'll take that one. Do you have anything else?
No, I'll say this here in West Texas in the Panhandle. Yeah. You would be surprised how many Bills fans I run into in Texas. Let's just say that. I love it.
I have been a member of Displaced Bills Mafia for a very long time. I'm now back in Buffalo. I was in Ohio for 13 years. I was in Florida for a long time. I lived in Missouri for 2 years. So I was displaced. And I would tell you that it's not a surprise. If there's a fan base, in my opinion, that is literally, I don't know, permeated its way throughout every city in every single state of the nation, it is Bills Mafia. So it's cool that you've got – is there a Bills Backers Bar down there for you?
No, no. My closest big – because I live in a one-horse town. I'm talking, you know,
it is
a thousand people. Like, it's little. My closest town is Lubbock, Texas. Nice. No, there isn't one, sadly. Gotcha. I hate it, but, you know, I make do here at the house, you know.
Doing the DirecTV Sunday ticket things? Is that how you catch the games?
Oh, no. I have ways, sir.
You have ways. He has ways. We will not discuss those ways because the NFL doesn't like those ways. So we'll just keep that between us.
hey, where I live, man, there's nothing to do but watch football. So
that's awesome.
You know.
All right. Score prediction for tomorrow.
42-17.
42.
Yep. Wow. Josh is, you know, Miami's about to get their daddy back. Josh, easy four touchdowns, you know, combination 3-1 passing, running. Watch out for Singletary. You saw how he ran this preseason.
I like it.
And the fact that we didn't have a comfortable lead last week, you know, we kind of shied away from the run game a little bit. I see him getting over 100 in a touch. It's his time.
I like it. So I don't even know when the last time we had a 100-yard rusher was. I didn't even think about coming into this football game as far as having a conversation about what the I think it's got to be somebody. I got to think Singletary did it. If Chris Jenke was in the chat, he'd be able to let us know, but I don't. He's not, unfortunately. So Josh Allen stat line real quick.
Oh,
at 42, it's got to be big.
Yeah, I mean, I say 32, 42, easy 350. Singletary breaks 100.
Nice.
Defense holds them to less than 250.
Nice. I love it, dude. Brandon, I appreciate you being a part of the show. You took that time to shine moment and knocked a home run out of it. But dude, don't be bashful. Come back next week and be a regular, bro. Appreciate you.
Hey, yes, sir. Always a pleasure, Joe. And hey, tell Spence, man, I'm gonna shake his hand one day. He mentioned that on Twitter. We will be shaking hands one day. You let Spence know.
Awesome. he's in the chat, so that's awesome, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Go Bills.
Go Bills, my friend.
Go Bills. Dude, that's a big number, 42-17. That's a huge number, but I like it. I like the confidence. I like the feeling. I like the emotion. Next up in the chat, we got EB. EB, my guy from Twitter. My guy from...
I like the confidence. I like the...
You're echoing like the back a little bit, too, so I don't think you need to turn your speaker down just a little bit. Next up
in the chat, we got EB. EB, my guy.
I'm echoing, man. I'm so sorry. It's fine. I don't know how to fix it, brother.
It's weird.
Yeah, I think we got to end this, dude. I don't know what to do.
You have YouTube. If you've got YouTube open, EB, mute YouTube in the back. So if you've got more than one, so the only audio that you want working for everybody that's in the green room right now, if you've got audio working on any platform at all, mute it other than StreamYard. So we're gonna bring EB back. Does that work? Hey, we've got a clean audio now. But now I've lost you. Now I don't have your microphone. Now you're muted. Hang on a second. Can I unmute you? Can't unmute your guests because they chose to be. So you're going to have to unmute yourself, EB. I'll come right back to you. BAC is a stat. I don't know what that means. You've been bouncing in and out.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Not much, man. Sorry about that. I was not prepared. I was just got back from Brian here from Breaking Tables.
What's up, dude? It's good to see you.
I know. How you doing, man?
I saw you in the green room giving me all the teeth. I was laughing. Like
I know. I had to, bro. I was gonna give the whole like the microphone, everything, then I realized, oh, I'm doing a live show, pregame show from the tailgate tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. So all my stuff's put away.
Nice.
So but no, I just got back from the Bills Mafia party. Hot take, Joe.
Yeah.
Hot take. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Buckle up because Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen's second home, he's going to come there and just spank these guys. Tua turned all over. Tua turned the ball over. He played a JV cornerback team, Patriots.
Yeah.
Their best quarterback, Stephon Gilmore, was out for like what, seven games?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they played backup cornerbacks and still managed to get 200 yards. 200. Now they're playing the fourth best defense in the NFL right now.
It doesn't bode well. I've got the stats also in my notes if I need to carry some time. But to your point, he had 202 yards passing. He was 16-27 for 202 with one touchdown and one interception.
Wow.
What do you see from this defensive line versus Tua?
Well, our first off, our defense alone was played really good last week, and now they're gonna play again. They're gonna play a pumped up offense that just won a game off of special teams, and right. We lost a game off of special teams. I think they're worried. That's like the hot take from every single Dolphins fan that I've ran into this weekend is they're worried.
It's interesting because there's been a lot of conversation in the news lately that Tua was not necessarily the choice of Brian Flores. Now you live in Florida. What are you hearing down there as far as just kind of that stuff that Flores wants Deshaun Watson, management wanted Tua. Are you feeling any of that tension?
No, I'm not. Cause I don't follow the Dolphins. I can care less if they just, you know, pour gasoline on themselves and just throw a match. I care less. They are the next Jets, which is a dumpster fire waiting to happen, man. It's going to hot take. And I don't want to take up too much of your show. Joe, I love you, brother.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to say the Buffalo Bills. The Dolphins will not score a single point against the Buffalo Bills tomorrow. Buffalo Bills wins the game by 35 points or more to zero.
To zero. 35. That's a hot take. 35. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
35. Nothing. I think you may have been.
Had 200 yards against a JV cornerback. Come on, Josh Allen would have get like 5,000.
I think you may have been drinking a little bit there, bro.
No, I have. True story. I did. Guilty.
How was the Bills Mafia party down there in Miami?
Not bad. It was fun, man. It was fun. A lot of Mafia showed up. It was just hot and
hot. Yeah, Florida hot. Yeah. Did you get to see Angelina and Ashley Petty down there and Mafia Mike?
Oh, I did. Right. Yeah, I saw Ashley. Ran into Stevie. Stevie was there.
Very cool.
And it was just like, I was just overwhelmed with a lot of other people going, Vance Lloyd, we're back. There's the goat. I have a, you know, stuffed goat that I call Josh Allen that I have on my head.
Yeah.
And that's how you can find me. Look for the goat.
That's funny. So you got 35 nothing tomorrow. So the hot take is the Bills shutting them out. Five touchdowns with a shutout. What do you got for Josh Allen stat line?
350 plus yards, two passing, one rushing, right?
Yeah.
And then Singletary just has a day tomorrow.
Awesome. Do me a favor, bro. Tell everybody, because you are a podcaster, you are a content creator. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Reagan Tables Podcasts. We do it every Monday night, 7:30, every Thursday, 7:30. And we're going to be doing this Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow. From the stadium, a little tailgate podcast from the stadium, not pregame. We're not NBC or ABC or Good Morning Football. We don't do that stuff. Stats are for losers. We just drink beers and have fun.
I like it. Well, brother, thank you so much for being a part of the show, dude.
Yeah, brother.
Come on every week, bro. I appreciate you. So you,
I know next time you hop on my show and we'll have a little fun, little get around.
We still got to make that happen. I know that we were supposed to try to get to happen about a month ago.
I know.
Brother, enjoy that football game tomorrow. Go Bills. We'll talk to you soon.
Go Bills.
Later, brother.
35-0.
35-0. I love it. I love the energy. I love the take. I love 35-0 is pretty freaking awesome. So we're going to jump back to EB because he's been waiting. Did we get it figured out, bro?
So when you said
you did it.
Yeah. The different page. I didn't realize it opened a separate page.
Yeah. For sure. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Nice to finally meet you face to face.
Sort of. This is the COVID face to face, right? This is the stream version of Zoom.
I drove 6.5 hours last week, and then I was gonna join you guys at that roller rink, but I got sucked into going to that triple A game.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that was a good time. So we the Jay Spence the King, along with the Bills Mafia Babes and Pontius Army, dude, I roller skated. And I'm going to be honest with you. You don't realize at 48 how out of shape you are until you roller skate. And like every muscle in your body from the half shin down to your heels is on en fuego, on fire. I was like,
I got two little kids. And that's the same thing with ice skating.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm like, oh, I have calves. I forgot about that.
That's amazing. So brother, what do you got for me for hot take for this football game?
I don't know if it's a hot take or if it's, You know, I don't know. Everybody's, you know, the last guy, you know, 35, nothing. I think the guy before that was up over 40.
He may have had a couple too many.
This is still a Brian Flores, right? Belichick-esque defense.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a big guy. I can't recall games from years ago, but, you know, we beat them twice last year, but
we did
big the second time, obviously. But, you know, I'm thinking 20s. Maybe we'll get to 25. You know, let's see. 24, 27, maybe some field goals. But, you know, holding them to maybe a couple touchdowns, a couple of field goals, 14, 13, something like that.
I don't see it
going very high. But, you know, I'm just – you know, I was there last week. That first kickoff was insane. So I'm
you were at the game. You were at the game. Where'd you sit?
So I got seasons in 140.
Nice. So, EB, where do you live?
I'm in Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah, born and raised, not here, but just a huge fan. And this is the year. And, you know, week one, you know, I saw somebody on Twitter mention, like, you know, it was kind of the end of the preseason. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys look gassed. And, you know, I'm not a big film guy, but looking at some of that film, you know, Williams, Dawkins, those guys look tired.
Yeah, they definitely looked out. I think outmatched was the word that I used. And then obviously at my post-game show on Sunday night last week, I said that there was just not a whole lot of attention paid to the details and the discipline. And discipline and details are a big part of football. And McDermott has always had his teams kind of cued in and clued in on the details and the discipline. And last week, you could see, I don't know if you caught his post-game presser, he was not happy. He was not happy. So
no, I did. And, you know, and then watching the all 22 with the cover guy, the cover one guys, and you know, just seeing Feliciano, and then, you know, there's good mixed in there, obviously, because Josh had a decent game. And when you look at the stats compared to the 2020 game, not much different.
Right.
I think everything will be fine. We'll get back on the right path this week.
So you hemmed and hawed a little bit. Did you land on a final score prediction?
Yeah, maybe, you know, just a couple of touchdowns, you know, a couple of bass field goals. I like the first guy. That guy was great. And I asked for his Twitter handle, and I, of course, already follow him. So
yeah, Sexy Dave is the man.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. Yeah, maybe, you know, Joe, like 27, Buffalo, 14, 17.
Nice. I like it.
Dolphins,
I like it.
Yeah, somewhere in there. But you close game. Maybe Rousseau gets his first sack. But yeah, just looking forward to it, man. So hopefully Houston or Washington. I might go to every game this year.
Well, brother, I appreciate the interaction on Twitter. I appreciate the interaction in the comments section. I appreciate you just being a part of the show. So believe me, on behalf of myself and Jay Spence, thank you just for being always kind of there with us. But yeah, to your point, it is super cool to meet you. And we'll have to connect at a game here one of these days. I will not be at the Washington football game, but one of the games after that, I'm sure I will be going to. Got to work that out with my dad,
sure,
the way that we split the tickets. But enjoy this football game tomorrow. And go Bills.
You as well, man. Go Bills.
Later, brother. I like that prediction. It's funny because EB, who's a very, I would say, level-headed, pragmatic Bills fan as it pertains to his expectations for the Buffalo Bills, was like a couple touchdowns, a couple field goals, and it ended up at 27. So I like, it's funny because our expectations, even as Bills fans, sometimes exceed even kind of where our own thought patterns are. But I like that number 27. I think I've got the Bills at 24. I said it on the Hump Day Hotline on Wednesday. I'll get to it in a minute. But right now we've got my guy Robbie. It's like the podcaster of podcaster, the who's who between Brian and Robbie coming into the show. Robbie, how are you tonight?
Doing good, Joe.
It's good to have you. How are you feeling about this football game tomorrow?
I think the Bills could win this game.
Yeah, I think they can too. So you're obviously aware that Brian Flores has not beaten Josh Allen. He's 0-4 against Josh Allen, yeah?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Josh Allen, I think, is 5-1, I think, is his record against the Miami Dolphins. The only game that he's lost is the Charles Clay drop in the end zone, which was, I remember where I was when I was watching that football game. And how, not heartbroken, but disappointed I was. I was more heartbroken this past weekend. But What do you got, Robbie? It's your moment. It's your time to shine. You got a hot take for me, brother?
I think the Bills win it like 28-17.
Nice. 17 is my number. I got the Dolphins scoring 17 as well. Josh Allen stat line?
I think he's going to have 4 touchdowns.
4? So he's going to count for 4 touchdowns, not necessarily passing. So it could be 2-2, could be 3-1, right? Could be 1-3. Something like that. So if you're a fantasy guy like I am and you've got Josh Allen, I like the idea of 4 touchdowns. I like the idea of 2-2 because that means that he gets to keep 12 of those points all to himself. Robbie, you are a podcaster. You've got a show. You're a content creator. Do me a favor. Tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Robbie39Bowler and then on YouTube also.
Yep, and when are your shows? When do you don't normally do your shows?
Sometimes on Tuesdays.
Sometimes on Tuesdays. And he does the Bills and the Sabres, yeah?
Yeah, both.
Both. Robbie, you are the man. Enjoy this football game tomorrow. Thank you for being a part of the show, brother. Appreciate you. Go Bills?
Go Bills.
We'll talk to you soon, brother. That is my guy, Robbie. I've been on Robbie's show. Robbie's a good dude. So if you were looking for a good follow, definitely follow Robbie. Right now, I'm going to bring in Troy. Troy, man, how are you? Hey,
good, man. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Where are you? I don't want to say calling. You're not calling. Where are you Zooming? Where are you like Wi-Fiing in from?
I'm in a town, Lebanon, Pennsylvania, pretty close to Hershey.
Very cool. You're out in PA. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, brother, this is your moment. This is your time to shine. Do you have a hot take for me?
I don't know if I necessarily have a hot take. I do think that I guess this is a hot take. I think that we're going to surprise them a little bit. And since we've I'd say Josh Allen has dominated the Dolphins in the past. That's pretty fair to say.
Yes.
I think you're going to see a change of the guard here. And I think we're going to run all over them for some strange reason. I think we're going to rely on the run game.
So this is almost, you're almost going back to the Buffalo Bills versus the Cleveland Browns, right? I think it was the Browns game. No, it wasn't either. There was a game that the Bills played. It's escaping me. There's a couple that stick out to me. They should have run against the Browns because the Browns were a horrible rush defense in 2019. And I think Josh Allen had 46 or 48 passing attempts and they lost that football game. So you actually see a little bit of a flip of the script in this football game.
I think they're going to try to wear down the Dolphins D line. And I think, after the way the O-line performed last week, I think they're going to come out with a little bit of chip on their shoulder. And I think they're going to want to set the tone. And I think they're going to take advantage of that.
Gotcha.
That being said, I still think Josh is going to have his day. I still think he's probably going to have over 250. And he'll probably still account for the majority of the touchdowns. I think they're going to win this game somewhere in the range about 31-20. Something like
31-20. Gotcha. It's interesting to me how many people are up, like have big numbers. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little apprehensive. I think I had the Bills last week in the 30s as well. Everybody had the Bills in the 30s. And then after what we saw from that Steelers, I'm a little, what's the word? I just feel like I got my hand slapped by the Steelers defense.
I think Joe Marino really kind of wrapped that up pretty nicely. Like, this is the same Steelers defense that really kind of shut down the Bills offense last year too, until a little bit later in the second half.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm necessarily panicking yet because of that. You know, I think that the Steelers is just a good defense. And I think if we meet up again with them, have it be in the playoffs or whatever, I think they're going to give us a rough go at it. But I'm not worried yet. Let's put it that way.
No, I dig it. I dig it. So you are, what was the score again you had?
I'm going to say 31-20.
You got Josh Allen at 250 and then accounting for most of the touchdowns. So probably like 3 or 4 of the touchdowns.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is Singletary or Moss, whoever happens to be active, or maybe even Breida. I don't know. Maybe that's a revenge game for him, right?
Ooh. He really didn't get much. He didn't get much run in Miami. They basically signed him and kind of put him on the pine, right?
Well, he had that big fumble against us in week 2 last year.
Yes.
And that was pretty much it. He didn't really play much after that.
They bagged him at that point in time.
So, I don't know. I think it's going to happen is we're going to have a lot of big runs that kind of get us down into the red zone, and then Josh will finish it off from that point.
I love the variety. I love the fact that you're kind of coming at this from a completely different angle. So this isn't a situation where they can't pass. You think that they're just going to do something different and maybe rope-a-dope them a little bit.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, the strong point of the Dolphins is really their secondary.
Yeah, yeah, with Byron Jones and obviously Xavier Howard. Yep.
Yeah, so I think it might be, you know, maybe running that ball early and pulling him in, maybe that's where you'll get some play action going too then.
Yeah.
Hopefully Josh can hit some deep balls.
So you're in Pennsylvania. Yes. It's looking like you're on the back porch right now. Is that right?
I am. I'm in my back porch, my little patio back here, and yep.
Dude, I can hear the crickets. Like, or whether they're just cicadas. Yeah, locust, cicadas, or crickets, but yeah, I'm totally digging it. I just put a covered porch on my house last summer, and it's my favorite place in the entire world to be when it's not snowing.
Yeah, I love it back here. Right now, we just have it screened in. I'd like to eventually get it glassed in and stuff so it can be more of a four-season room.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Got a TV out there?
We do.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're speaking my language now, brother. Well, Brother Troy, enjoy this football game tomorrow, and I appreciate you being part of the show. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to jump in anytime. We'll be doing this every Saturday night, either at 8, most of the time at 8, and on the occasion that I have to do one at 10, it'll be at 10. But yeah, man, I appreciate you being part of the show.
You got it, Brother Joe. Hey, really a big fan. Really appreciate your shows and appreciate your content, your time you put into it. So
you the man, Troy. Appreciate you. Hey, go Bills.
Go Bills.
Later, bro. Troy, jumping into the show and being a part of it. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Troy. I got my guy in the queue. He's been waiting for a long time. What's up, Richard Rush?
How you doing, Joe?
I'm hanging in there, brother. We got a couple minutes. You're the last person in the queue as of right now. There's nobody else. So we got a couple minutes to kind of chat, and I'll throw the link out there again for everybody else. So if you're in the comment section, if you're in the chat, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are, and you've got a hot take and you've got a game prediction or score prediction and you want to be heard, this is your moment. Click that link, jump in the queue, and we'll throw you in here. But how are you feeling after last weekend?
I felt a lot better after off tackle was on and John was able to break down a lot of the offensive linemen's issues and it being technique. And I thought I seen some stuff, but obviously, he picks up a lot more than me, so.
He picks up a lot more than both of us.
Yeah. But luckily, they have had that problem. They had that problem in the first preseason.
Yeah.
And they wound up getting it fixed against Green Bay or against Chicago.
Yep.
And, you know, with the being technique and everything, I'm positive McDermott's going to have it under wraps.
Yeah. Did you catch his post game presser?
Yeah.
I've never seen him that upset, that dejected. Like he was stewing in that post game. Like we've seen him, obviously they've lost football games. We've seen him in losses in post game pressers after losses, but he literally looked like, I do not want to be here right now. I want to be with the team fixing the problems that I just saw, because what we did was completely unacceptable. Did you feel that way?
Yeah. You could tell he didn't, you know, they would ask him questions, you know, and he would just say, hey, it's on me, you know, and he didn't really want to. He answered them, but he didn't really want to answer the questions. He was about as upset as we've ever seen him.
It's funny because you can go one of two ways when things go really, really bad. You can either blame everybody else, and that's normally an emotional response, right? It's everybody's fault. Josh was awful. Dable was awful. The offensive line was awful. The running backs were awful. Everybody was awful. Or you can go the opposite. Most of the responses, it's all my fault. Everything's my fault. I'm the leader, and it's all my fault.
And that's exactly what he did. You know, I'm the head coach. It's all on me. You know, the play calling.
Yep.
He didn't call the play, but he said, you know, that was on me. Yep. And it was a bad 4th-and-1 play. I mean, it was bad.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of not great in that football game. Other than the defense, was great. Like, and that's what's awful about that football game against the Steelers is the offensive performance very much made what the defense did. Ed Oliver shined. Tremaine Edmonds shined. Tre'Davious White had a great football game. Like, there was a lot of good in that football game, and it all got overshined by the fact that the offense just kind of laid an egg out there.
Yeah, Milano had a really good game.
Milano had a good game. That's right.
Which I called Trey having a good game, or Edmonds having a good game.
Yeah, I'm excited for him the rest of the season.
I was really wrong on a lot on, you know, the everybody was wrong on loss.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you got for me for a hot take for tomorrow's football game, Rich?
I think we're going to be successful running the ball, but it's – I think Motor's going to have probably around 70, 75 yards again. And I'm thinking Allen's probably going to have right around the same amount.
Gotcha, gotcha. I like it.
He's going to force them out of man coverage.
Really?
You think so?
Go ahead. I'm not gonna interrupt you.
I think he's going to force them out of man coverage because when Diggs and Beasley and when all the receivers are beating man coverage, and you know, then if they start rolling the safeties over, I think that he's just going to start taking off, and it's going to be 10, 15 yards a crack. And I mean, they have more trouble than most teams stopping a running quarterback. And
yeah.
We know that Josh Allen's mobile.
I like it. And so what do you have for a stat line for Josh?
I think he's going to have right around 275 or 280.
Really? Everybody's going kind of low on Josh for this football game. It's interesting.
I'm going low on the score too, just because it's supposed to be right around 90 degrees with 70-75% humidity, and
heat index is like 100, they said.
Yeah.
Which is going
to
be
final score being 21-10.
21-10. Wow. Interesting. I'm at 24-17.
I do think we will confuse Tua, and they'll disguise the zone coverage enough to where his first read won't be there and he will be antsy in the pocket, and they'll make him uncomfortable with the pass rush. And
yeah,
McDermott does solid against younger players.
You're talking about the primary, and I wanted to see the defense last weekend. You're talking about, I'm excited to see this defensive line, Groot, and his length against Tua, who is a shorter quarterback. They're obviously closing off half the field for him. He's very much a one read right now quarterback. He's not doing a whole lot of, and he's young. So I'm not saying this is Tua forever. It's just kind of who he is right now. So I'm excited to see who he is in this football game. But brother, man, Rich, I always appreciate you just being a part of everything that we do here at Rumblings, and just the support that you show me and Jay Spence. You're the man. Have I told you that before, that you're the man?
Once or twice, but
got to get back up to Buffalo so that we can go to Barville again.
Andrew has been talking about it, and he's told his mom, he's told me, he told his girlfriend. He wants to go back up for the pizza. He wants to go back up for the wings.
The pizza's legit, bro. The pizza's legit.
It's, and I've told my wife, I said, you know, you have to come next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, that may mean her missing her annually trip with her mother to Outer Banks, and gotcha. She loves the beach. So
gotcha. That's funny. You guys and your cracker crust pizza cutting squares out there in Central Ohio. That was I hated it when I was there. That was the only thing I hated about Ohio. Cracker crust pizza cutting squares. It's like, what is
usually what I have is I usually order something. It's a little more thicker crust and, you know, not quite, you know, pan pizza, but
right.
You know, a little bit of, but that crust was, it was light, but it was really dense. And I mean, if I eat two pieces of pizza and I'm stuffed, you know, it's got to be
good pizza,
really good pizza.
Brother, you enjoy this football game tomorrow, and I'll see you afterwards on the post game show. And I appreciate you as always, Richard Rush. Go Bills.
Absolutely. Appreciate everything you guys do, and go Bills.
Later, brother. We got one more guy with us, and then I'll wrap this thing up. Daniel Gowris, who is a regular in the comments section. Daniel, how are you tonight?
Doing good, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm good. You're incognito. You're like in the dark there. Like, I can see the sky behind you, which is beautiful, but
I'm on the back porch, and
you're doing the
sun's kind of going down. So
you're doing the Bruce Nolan tonight. It's like, everybody can't see me.
I'm really here though. This is not an avatar.
That's awesome. So what do you got for me tonight for a hot take, brother?
Not really much of a hot take other than the Bills get off the schneid, and the Bills we expected last week show up this week.
Nice. I like it. Do you have any hangover at all from that football game? Do you think the Bills will have any hangover?
I think McDermott will cure whatever hangover they had. You know, they don't got to worry about the hangover. They got to worry about McDermott.
I like,
because he was, you know, well, you saw the press conference.
Yeah,
he was almost like he was almost like Belichick, but not as surly.
Yeah, he was definitely not happy. What do you got for a score prediction? Did you give it to me yet?
Not yet. I'm going to say 27-16.
27-16. That's an interesting number. 16 is hard to get to, but I like it. Josh Allen stat line?
300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
303 touchdowns. And if you had a player of the game, that's a question I haven't asked anybody. You're the only one getting this question because you're the last caller I'm taking. If you had a player of the game, who's going to be tomorrow?
Trey White. Trey's going to have a big day.
Really?
He's going to show up. He's going to show up big.
You think that they're actually going to throw at him?
They'll throw at him enough for him to get a pick.
Nice. I like it. I like it. Well, brother, you enjoy this football game. I got a show to wrap up here because the Chop Up Live is coming up right after this. But I appreciate, Daniel, I appreciate you just being a part of the show. And just like Richard Rush and some of the EB and all the other guys, man, it's the cool thing about this show is we're all getting to see each other and hear each other's voices and kind of talk to each other. It's because, like, the chat is where we're always at, right? So it's
right.
Just, so it's cool that you jump in. So don't be a stranger. Enjoy this football game tomorrow, and we'll talk to you hopefully next week. And I'm sure I'll see you on the post game show, but we'll talk to you for sure Saturday next week, brother.
Go okay. Bill. Oh, and I just want to say I appreciate you and Jay Spence and all you do. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, bro. More than you know. That that encouragement means a lot, and it this is a grind, dude. Doing these things, and the amount of times that Jay Spence and I are like, I think I want to quit.
Well, being a Bills fan is a bit of a grind too sometimes, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
It is worth it. You ain't kidding. And guys like you, bro, and guys like Richard and EB and Robbie, all you guys, and Saxa Dave, you guys all make it worth it. So I appreciate you, dude.
Well, you do meet some good people as a Bills fan.
Awesome, brother. Well, you have a great night. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. So I'm gonna wrap this thing up, and my gratitude and thanks to everybody who jumped in and was a part of the show tonight. There's still a whole lot of you that I have yet to meet, whether it's Lone Wolf or Don Keith. I see you guys in there. Master Park. Want to get you guys on at some point. But real quick, the real story for this football game for me is going to be the heat. You know, with a heat index, I should say, of 100 degrees, or that's what they're calling, that coupled with what the Dolphins will do to attack the Buffalo Bills, I'm super interested to see what they take from that game film. Now, obviously, and I've only got like 2 minutes left. Obviously, the Dolphins can't do what the Steelers did. They don't have the personnel. But as I've said 15 times, Brian Flores is 0-4 against Josh Allen. Is he going to do something different in this game? Is he going to transform his team and be somebody that they're not used to being? Which, I'll be honest with you, is exactly where you want to be if you're the Buffalo Bills. Earth Rocker with the late super chat. Joe, thank you for doing this show for us. Dude, you the man, and thank you for being a part of it. But just wrapping this thing up, you want to be exactly there as a football team. You want to be in a situation where you're dictating to teams and they're changing who they are to be with you. Look for this defense to continue to improve. Look for a greater focus and discipline and details. Look for that O-line to make a statement. Look for Josh to make a statement as well. My prediction, 24-17, Buffalo Bills. Allen, 323 touchdowns. Don't forget to be with me tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for the Overreaction postgame show. Off Tackle with John Fina, Monday night, 9 o'clock. And immediately following this show, so in 2 minutes from right now, the Chop Up Live with Jay Spencer King, Sterling Furrow, and Kristen Kimmick and Angelina from the Bills Mafia Babes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Joe Miller. Enjoy this football game tomorrow. This has been the time to shine. Go Bills.